Hello, and welcome to part 2 of the Soundpost Orientation System audio tutorial. And the title of this particular audio tutorial is Introduction to the Base Station. In this particular tutorial, what we'll cover is opening up the box and getting out the base station, getting a feeling for the product by touching and a description of all of the parts of the base station. Then we'll cover the installation of the batteries themselves, and finally the chance to actually make sure that we have a proper connection. This tutorial does not cover programming of the base station with a specific code, nor the installation onto walls, both of which are covered in tutorials further on in the series. Okay, so let's get our box and have a look. It's a nice square cube, and on the top of the box, on the lid, is some printed details, and of course a braille sticker with the line Soundpost Base, and underneath that a link to the website so that you can access the support area, and all the printed materials that are provided within the box are available on their own individual HTML page off the support pages of povidi.com. Right, so let's open up the box, and what we have inside is the base station itself, some printed materials, and some batteries. So let's pull out the base station itself and let's have a look around and touch the product. Right, so if we pull it out and feel around, we'll see that it has a metal back plate, which is round, made of metal. There it is as I hit it with my fingernail. And on the back of that is a shiny pieces of tape with a plasticky feel. That's the permanent tape, and of course you would peel that off to stick onto the wall or wherever you want to place it. The base plate itself will also have a couple of holes in it, and you can feel those on the front of the plate, and those are for putting a cable tie through if you're wanting to attach it to a pole. The tape works just fine, but round poles can vary so much that we are not always sure that the right amount of tape can be placed against the pole. So having a cable tie provides an extra piece of security to you if you want to put it up on a pole. After the base plate, you'll feel another piece of metal with some stickers stuck to the side, and that's the neck, and that leads up to a bolt and nut, and attached to that is the plastic base station itself with a thin end at one end and a larger round piece at the front, and directly on the front you'll feel a piece of clear perspex through which the base station communicates with the hand controller. Okay, now what you can also do is lift the plastic base station and lower it, and you'll see that it goes up and down in both directions. As well, you can spin it from side to side, so it can go right round in a great big circle all the way round. Now what that allows you to do is to be able to place it on most flat surfaces, and then from there point it just about in any direction forward or even to the side at 90 degrees to the base plate, even back slightly from that, but in general we would recommend from 90 degrees forward, and then you'll also be able to set whichever height you want with it by moving that head up and down and round and round. Right, I think it's time now that we learn how to put the batteries in. Very, very simple. What you have to do is unscrew that front thicker part of the base station by turning anti-clockwise, and it'll unscrew. So I'll do that right now. Yes, I've just unscrewed it, and I pull it out, and I have a piece of wire and a battery pack. So I'm putting down my back plate and base station cover, and I now have in one hand the head of the base station, a long piece of two wires wandering down to a battery pack which will put the four AA batteries. Now that wire is pretty tough, and you won't have to worry too much about dropping the batteries while you've got the head in the hand, because they're soldered very strongly together there. Right, now let's have a feel of the battery pack itself, and you'll feel that there are four cavities and four springs. The springs are the negative or flat end of the AA battery, and the other end is the positive, the part of the battery which has the little knob on it. And what we need to do is put all four batteries in. So what we'll do is we'll pick up each one, and we push really hard back on the spring. Once we put the negative end against it, push really hard right back against it, and click the positive part of the battery down. And we go through that and do that to all four batteries. That's our second one. In goes our third. And finally the fourth one. Now, if somebody with some sighters with you, they will see a blinking red light, LED, on the front of the unit out of the window, which we discussed earlier. If you don't have any sight, don't worry too much at this stage, because what's happening is for the first 30 seconds after you put the batteries in, your hand controller will not be able to pick up the base station anyway, because it's in programming mode, and this is the time when you'll be able to set the code of the base station. You will have longer than 30 seconds to do so, it's just that you have 30 seconds in which to start the process. But we're not going to do that at this particular time, we can do that at a later stage, and we'll do that in that separate tutorial. But right now, what I'll do is I'll then place the battery pack back into the case part of the base station itself. So I'll slot that in, make sure all of the wires are pushed down, put the head on, and screw it up firmly. Not tightly, firmly. And what will happen is once you've got it firm, just give it a slight tweak, and that will seal the unit and should keep all water out of your unit. I've taken longer than 30 seconds to put that battery pack back in and tighten it all up, so I should be at a point now when I'm able to check to make sure that my base station and hand controller can communicate. Now, I'm assuming that you've listened to part one of this audio series and are able to turn on your base station, your hand controller, and check to see whether you're getting a signal. So I'm simply going to hold the base station in one hand and my hand controller in the other. Make sure they're pointing roughly at each other and press and hold my hand controller. And there we go. I'm now getting a vibrate. I wanted it in vibrate mode and not beep, because that would have been too noisy over the top of me speaking. And I'm getting a constant vibrating motion from my hand controller. So my base station is now all set up. Turn off the hand controller. I'm now at a point when I can move on to part three of the audio tutorial, and that is getting to use the two together and being able to cross that difficult open space.